from KQED.
Well, it looks like Governor Schwarzenegger is getting his wish to reform the state's pension system for public employees. Just before midnight last night, the governor and the largest union in state government announced a deal to start rolling back generous retirement benefits that were negotiated 11 years ago. Under the agreement, those old pension formulas will be rolled back for new state workers, and the practice of basing pensions on raises gained in the last year of service will end. The deal also protects state workers from being temporarily paid minimum wage during budget delays. The state legislature and SEIU Local 1000 union members must ratify the agreement before it takes effect. The legislature is expected to send its bipartisan budget agreement to Governor Schwarzenegger later today. But like so many budget deals, this one has a number of not-so-obvious provisions that were the product of old-fashioned political horse trading. Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers has more.
As every budget fight at the state capitol comes to a close, there's a rush to get the deal on paper and approved. That frustrates those who want more time to read the fine print, and it's a conflict State Senator Denise Duchenne, chair of the Joint Budget Committee, acknowledged during yesterday's public hearing.
While it may seem hurried at this on the one-day basis, it has been a slow death.
The desire to end that slow death, this is day 99 of the fiscal year, no doubt fueled some of the side deals included in the new budget agreement. One is a tax break for a company called Humboldt Redwood. It was created after the 2008 collapse of the old Pacific Lumber Company, known as Palco. Lobbyist Chris McKaylee told a state Senate tax hearing Wednesday that the new company set out to end the long legal and environmental feuds of Palco.
This was an effort to end over two decades of strife in the town of Scotia, save over 200 sawmill jobs.
Humboldt Redwood is owned by the sons of the late Don Fisher, founder of The Gap. When they found themselves stuck with the losses incurred by Pacific Lumber, they had intended to write them off. But those kinds of tax breaks were eliminated in the 2008 budget deal as a way to generate revenues. Now Humboldt Redwood seeks an exception, which prompted this question to lobbyist Chris McKaylee from State Senator Lois Wolk.
I'll ask you the value of this proposal.
The notice of proposed assessment, I've never seen a copy myself. I understand it's roughly $20 million plus penalties and interest.
And that's what makes the special exception controversial. For reference, $20 million is one-third of the cuts to child care assistance programs in the new budget. At the same tax and revenue hearing, other such side deals were discussed, including a change in the way penalty payments are now assessed for some corporations. That change is supported by the California Manufacturers and Technology Association, says Legislative Director Greg Hines.
When we passed this again in the fall 08 budget, it did unfairly capture taxpayers.
And those taxpayers, corporations, stand to lower their state tax burden by $40 million this year under the deal, according to a legislative analysis. These are just two of the many side deals now coming to light. Some say the budget process is the last best chance to right government wrongs, but others say it is being manipulated to serve powerful interest groups. In that corner, you can count the Speaker of the Assembly, John Perez.
Because of our two-thirds supermajority, people always try to extract whatever they can that's not really directly associated with the budget.
But even so, in a brief interview yesterday, Perez defended the side deals.
It's more irresponsible not to get a budget than to get a budget that has elements that you're uncomfortable with.
And because so many side deals are linked either by policy or politics to other parts of the entire budget, their enactment by the full legislature seems guaranteed. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.